Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled The Long, Long Night.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The governor's soldiers took Jesus with them into the praetorium and collected a whole cohort around him. Then they stripped him and made him wear a scarlet cloak. And having twisted some thorns into a crown, they put this on his head and placed a reed in his right hand. To make fun of him, they knelt to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spat on him, took the reed, and struck him on the head with it. And when they had finished making fun of him, they took off the cloak and dressed him in his own clothes and led him away to crucify him. Let us, dear friends, focus on the night that stretches between the Last Supper on Holy Thursday to the morning of Good Friday. I like to be with the Lord Jesus through these night hours that were not without a special kind of suffering. Psalm 45 has traditionally been taken to refer to Jesus, where it says, "You are the most handsome of the sons of men." The most handsome of the sons of men. I imagine Jesus during the years of his ministry as a striking figure of a man, tall, well-muscled, athletic, probably. This beautiful human body will be wrecked, and this magnificent man will be humiliated down to the ground. I think this might have been one of the most hurtful of all his sufferings. His human dignity is violated utterly, wrecked to pieces. And let us not forget that the poor and the marginalized in our world suffer this all the time. So, on Thursday evening, Jesus is arrested in the Garden of Olives, and he's brought before Annas, the high priest, for interrogation. We're not told how long that went on, but it could have been easily upwards of an hour or two. And then Annas sends him before Caiaphas and the whole Sanhedrin. This is a real trial, and it probably goes on well into the night. The next morning, they bring him before Pilate, and he's condemned and led out to be crucified. But what went on during that night? Matthew tells us that when he's before the Sanhedrin, quoting, they spat in his face and hit him with their fists. And Mark writes, some of them started spitting at him and, blindfolding him, began hitting him with their fists and shouting, "Play the prophet, who is it that hit you?" And the attendants attendants, quoting, rained blows on him. What does that mean? He is hit on his face, on his head, on his torso, in the stomach. Rained blows. Imagine what he looked like after this. Bloody, bruised, his face most likely after that, unrecognizable. And does this go on all night? Because he is left at the mercy of the soldiers all through the night. It's not until the next morning that he's brought before Pilate. After Pilate condemns him, he is scourged. The soldiers put a crown of thorns on his head and mock him. They strike his head with a reed and spit on him. And when they have finished making fun of him, they led him out to crucify him. But before that, Pilate sends him over to Herod, and Luke says, Herod and his guards treated him with contempt and made fun of him. That was the night for Jesus. He has been beaten up, badly beaten, horribly beaten. He's been stripped naked, beaten with his hands bound behind his back, utterly defenseless. Can't even put up an arm in front of his head, in front of his eyes. Then he's scourged. 39 stripes on his back, according to Jewish law. More than that could kill a man. This beautiful man is now a wreck. This is before his crucifixion. They see that he cannot carry the cross alone, so they get Simon of Cyrene, and they arrive at the hill. The cross is on the ground. Now, do you think that they lower him gently onto it? No. I think they throw him down and he's crashed down backwards onto the boards. This, my dear friends, is as low as Jesus gets. This is the one whom God sent to us, to the human race. God emptied God's self into Jesus. God in Jesus is trying to tell us what life is all about. Jesus is the kenosis, or the emptying of God. Then he is nailed to the cross. And on the cross, he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is our cry, isn't it? We look around at the world, at the COVID-19 pandemic, people so sick, millions dying, hospitals overwhelmed, medical personnel, those heroes, exhausted, the misery in the refugee camps, just the evil in the world. And don't we say the same thing? Don't we? God, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where? And the answer to that is right down here. He came down and he got all the way down. He is right down here with us. God is